This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
RJ, did you go to Yates Chili High School?
Chili, yeah.
Wait, it's spelled like chili?
Yeah, it is spelled like chili. I don't know.
It's like chili, though.
It's C-H-I-L-I. I would say chili.
It is spelled like chili.
What's on the side of their helmet? A bowl of chili? Like, what are we talking about?
It's Yates Chili High School. Well, it's why would it be chili?
I don't know.
What's their fight song? I want my baby back ribs.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back.
Chili's.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
I sent myself a DM, which makes me look really smart. We'll hear from that
on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, you see what he's doing? See, people say Santiago's not that bright. They'd be wrong. The Chili Peppers here, 98.7 ESPN.
Aren't you one of those people that says things like that?
What?
I believe you're one of those people, right, that say Santy's not that smart?
No, I don't think I've said that. I think Santy's bright, unless it comes to the Price is Right, and then he loses his composure.
I think Raymond
is broken as a football fan. I think he's made some bad life choices as a fan, and I think that he believes his team is better than, in fact, they are. But as far as just intelligence, I think Raymond is smart.
Thinks teams better than they are. Sounds familiar.
Raymond's on the edge right now, though. Right on the edge.
So are you going to be the kind of guy that pushes him over the edge or brings him back from the edge?
I'm going to attempt to bring him back from the edge. You, however, are also, you're pulling in the opposite direction.
Well, I think it's good for the show if he loses his composure, yes.
We're in a tug of war right now. I mean, he started with, I'm going to punch Mike McCarthy in the face. I pulled him back. And then now you pushed him to where... No, you dummy. We got him to snap again. Is what you did.
Well, because he had a horrendous take.
It wasn't a take.
It was a take. It was a take on this guy who's putting the $1,000 coins in the coin star, and he's like, "Well, why wouldn't the coin star recognize how much
these
are worth?"
That's not what I was saying.
Well,
it's not what I was saying
at all. It's not the way it came across. But I think you're bright. Who would you, if you had to rank intelligence of people on the show? How would you power rank them?
Oh, I'm number one.
You really think that?
I got into Harvard. I mean, what are we talking about?
You got into Harvard because you were a great hockey player.
No, it had nothing to do with hockey.
Stop it.
This was strictly on education.
Please. All right, so you're out now. I'm not going to ask you because you're not going to play the game.
Listen, hockey aside, it's hard to get into Harvard. So.
No, not really. Not when you're a phenomenal athlete.
I think they value
that big, beautiful
brain of Rick's.
Yeah, I'm sure. They were like, you know what? This guy could help us. This guy could solve, you know, world hunger. And he could play goalie, so we'll bring him in.
Yeah, I could moonlight.
No, stop it.
Both.
Stop it. RJ, I look at you as like the voice of reason on the show. If you had to rank from 4 to 1, the dumbest to the smartest, where would you?
This is like a minefield now.
Where would you go?
I'm not playing your game.
Why?
Because I don't want to play.
See, the problem now is that he's not going to stop until he gets an answer.
You want me to play? I'll play.
Because you phrased it that way.
Well.
Because you phrased it as someone must be smart and someone must be dumb.
No, I actually think that all four of us are actually very bright. But someone has to be the fourth of four.
I think this is a risky game. I think
let's play.
No, we talk about losing people. I think this now we could part the season and it never comes back.
I think we play. See, you guys are just babies. You talk a big game. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. We're gonna socialize. We're gonna get together. We're gonna do dinners. We're gonna do this, and it never happened. We can't even do this.
I'm not sure who's the dumbest guy here in this normal conversation.
Well, maybe not for you.
This game has the potential to really hurt feelings, though.
So. I mean, really, so what?
That's your idea, like a fun get-together. Let's crush somebody.
Well,
so
what do you want to get? Like, have a book club?
Have you met this guy?
I mean, really, is that what you're looking for?
Well, you see what he's doing now. He's positioned himself where he by himself is going to play the game. And he's going to, well, somebody's going to play the game. I'll play the game. You want me to play
because
the game?
Because he clearly has thoughts on it. Like, the rankings are already established.
This didn't come out of nowhere.
No, that's the genius that is me. Right out of nowhere.
Yesterday about it.
You're such a liar. Well, you know what? If it's too big next. For you guys, we won't play.
I got a DM I sent myself. We'll hear from that next.
As if the DM was going to be like, I'm live on 98.7 ESPN. But I felt so vindicated when I heard that from McCarthy.
Who's this? Oh, it's Dave's DM.
Yes. We'll do a cold call to Dave's DM at 7:45 this morning.
I am too smart.
So we won't play. RJ, so I'm going to give you one last opportunity. 4-1. Power rank.
I still don't want to play.
The dumbest to the smartest.
No, I still don't want to. You clearly have rankings already etched out in your mind. So.
No, but I could quickly put them together.
Well, just throw them out there.
I want to hear it now.
You want to, so just throw them out.
No.
I want to hear it.
There is zero chance that I will give my rankings and then I'll be berated for mine and I'm going to allow the three of you guys to skate. So unless someone else promises to also give their rankings, I'm not doing it.
You can't do that.
I can do whatever I want. Why don't you play?
You can't say, we're going to do this. Oh, nobody else wants to do this. Fine, I won't do it. It's your idea.
No, I'm not going
to
be man on the island. Why don't you play?
No,
you don't,
some parameters.
You don't care. You break your phone. You don't care.
It's
game. You're on a bender right now.
It's not my game. It's your game. It's all your idea. Put up or shut up.
Forget
it. Give me parameters, though. I want parameters. I want to know exactly. Define what you mean by dumbest.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have said dumbest. Least smart of the four.
He's going to accuse one of us of eating paint.
Yeah, but is this like book smart? Is this like, I mean,
you can define it however you'd like.
Total package.
Whatever goes into making an intelligent person in your mind is the parameters.
So like emotional intelligence, all of it.
All of it.
All right, I'll play your game. You go first.
You'll play?
I'll play your game. You go first.
You promise you'll play?
I promise I'll play.
Okay. Here we go. The dumbest person on the show, I think without fail, Ray Santiago. And I don't think Ray's a dumb guy. But I think of the four of us, clearly there's something missing. He won't even get an iPhone, and it's a stubborn, silly way to live. He's chosen the Cowboys, which has given him so much pain over the years. And I think if you gave us all an aptitude test, Ray would probably finish last of the four.
I'll take that bet. I will take that bet.
I go, oh yeah?
Whoa. I will take that bet.
All right. Yes.
I would say Ray would be 4 of 4. Now it becomes difficult.
Well, because you have yourself one. We all know. You have yourself
one. Don't get into my brain. All right. Then I'm going to go... I think age becomes a factor here as well. So I'm going to go RJ3.
Wow.
Because I think Rick has an experience factor that RJ just doesn't have yet. He's a life experience, right? He's got three kids. He's traveled the world. He has been married for years and years.
Broadway shows
RJ doesn't have. RJ admitted to me the other day he's not really much into movies. So I will say RJ3. And I think it's obvious. Rick, too, and I think it's obvious that I'm one, yeah.
Game's automatically invalidated. Automatically.
It would be invalid, not invalidated.
No, there you go. There's a so, one for
you. I think you just hammered home the point that you really
no.
You are
my point is that anybody who has to tell you they're the smartest person in the room, probably not the smartest person.
Maybe not. By the way, DPHR Rothenberg in the Smart Contest brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Where are you going for?
We'll hear from that next.
Shall we? Go ahead.
All right. I'm taking everything into account here, right? I'm just everything. Life experience.
All of it.
Emotional intelligence. All of it. All right, so I'm going. I'll go number one first. I'm going to go with.
No!
Whoa!
The game was 4-1.
Oh, 4-1.
Yeah.
Oh. See, I think you sleep on Raymond. I really think you sleep on Raymond. I mean, maybe he is the smart one, not getting the iPhone. I'm going to put myself last.
Oh, you know what? This is ridiculous.
I'm going to put myself fourth. There's still a lot I need to learn. I'm going to go with. Because I'm taking emotional, I'm taking all this into it.
All of it.
Whew. I'll go Dave third. I'm going to go Dave three.
I mean, now it's in. As the great Raymond Santiago would say, it's totally invalidated now.
You got to be well-rounded.
I'm well-rounded?
Well, yeah, your shape. But I mean, just in general, as a person, you need to be well-rounded. I'm going to go with my guy responsible for the Thursday Opens. I'm going to go with Raymond Santiago. with number two. And then, I mean, how you had RJ third on the list is beyond me. We get look-aheads. We get this is... He can dance. Did you know that RJ could dance? I didn't know he could dance.
No, but I saw on his Twitter profile, he looks like James Bond in that tuxedo.
5'10", 170.
Phenomenal. 5'10", 170. Yeah. Gets a 5 o'clock shadow at noon.
Both sides of the playbook. Uh-huh. I'm going with Santillo. The Don, number one.
Number one?
Yes, number one.
Wow.
Just how I feel.
Wow. All right. Well, we have differing viewpoints here. But I think what you see, I think mine, purely honest, I think yours, you're playing to the guys.
No, I would never do that.
I think it's obvious. But there you have it. 4-1, very, very different.
Aptitude
we'll come back.
Test. Aptitude test. When are we doing it?
It'll never happen because we don't do anything we say.
No, this is happening. You versus Santiago was happening. Aptitude test.
Okay. If you were Caesars and you were setting odds on the aptitude test, what would the line be?
Who?
Come on.
Who?
I'd be minus like 1,200.
I think you'd be favored, yeah.
Yeah. Like heavily favored, right?
Probably heavily favored.
Yeah.
You could probably pull one up online right now.
Yeah, then
you'll
cheat.
We'll hear from the aptitude test next.
I would love we show up for the dinner, which will never happen. We sit down. All right, aptitude test. Right when we show up, you go to this room, you go to that room, aptitude test, and then we score it as we eat.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the dinner's been a work the whole time. Like you show up with, you know, brownies in hand and all of a sudden you're handed a pencil. Go.
Go.
I kind of like that because that would make for unbelievable dinner conversation too once we graded them.
This dinner is going to be something for the ages that Santiago probably won't be able to comprehend.
It just doesn't stop.
It won't stop. I can't stop.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Knicks tonight. What are they home for? New Orleans?
Pelicans, yep.
If they do not win this game
they
tonight,
have to win this game.
You're going to have the wrath of Rothenberg tomorrow on the show.
Oh, so why put me in that spot now?
What do you mean?
Because I think it's great for the show if there's
no,
the wrath of
you don't want that.
Oh, I want it.
No. I will if they and they won't. They'll win this game and I have full confidence in that. If they lose this game tonight, the wrath tomorrow morning on the show.
They better not lose this game tonight.
Didn't New Orleans play San Antonio last night?
The New Orleans Pelicans.
No, they did not. That was OKC.
Yeah, that was not the New Orleans Pelicans.
But
was against the Celtics.
But they're not good.
No. They are 16 and 28.
And they don't obviously have their best player. Like, you can't lose this game.
After the last couple, no.
They almost have the worst record in the entire Western Conference.
Well, look at their schedule, too. I mean, that's what makes this game so important. You got to take into account their upcoming schedule and where they're at now. Because you missed opportunities. You did.
They're in the midst of a road trip. They got hammered in Brooklyn. They lost in Boston. And now, if you hadn't lost these last two games at home.
Different story.
I guess you could make the argument, you know what? If you lose to New Orleans, not the end of the world. You can't afford. We're halfway through the season. You're not. You talk about being a top six team, which Jay Williams appropriately took you to task over yesterday morning.
I didn't say they were going to be. You're such an idiot. I didn't say they were
going
to be.
How am I an idiot? I didn't take you to task.
No, you said best case scenario. The best case scenario, I didn't say they'd be a fifth seed or a fourth seed. I said the best case scenario is that if they play well, there's one team in the top six that you think there is a chance maybe
Cleveland.
They could catch. That's it.
Maybe.
That's all I said.
But if you lose a game like tonight, forget about top six. You're not going to be a top 11 seed this postseason.
Which means you don't even make the play-in. Yeah, correct. Well, look at their schedule, man. I mean, they dropped the... I don't want to bring up the Charlotte game because that was embarrassing. And then you lose the game at home to the Timberwolves. So that's
a game you should have won. You lead by 5 points with 3 minutes to go. You should win that game.
Well, unless, of course, in the last almost 4 minutes, you don't make a shot and you only have three free throws.
That makes it difficult, yes.
That causes some problems. So you got New Orleans, the Clippers at home. Then you're at Cleveland, at Miami.
Wait, run it through again for me slowly. So it's Clippers at home next after
Clippers
tonight?
At home on Sunday.
Okay.
That's
not
Monday,
an easy game.
So Monday, so back-to-back. Now you're in Cleveland.
Which is a really tough game.
Okay. At Miami.
Which is a brutal game.
At Milwaukee.
Which is a brutal game.
You come home and you play Sacramento.
Which is a very winnable game.
Memphis.
Very difficult game.
Okay, now we're going on the West Coast. We got the Lakers, Utah.
Not easy.
Lakers, Utah. Oh, yeah, by the way, Utah-Denver's back-to-back.
Ugh.
Golden State on Thursday.
Ugh.
At Portland on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How many games did you just run through that for me?
Was that I like just ran 15? Through 1, 2, 3, 4. 9, yeah, 14.
Have you counted before?
I didn't want to count on the air. Just talk while I'm counting so there's not dead air, you.
Oh, my
wagon.
God. I mean, little did I realize that like adding up 12 or 14 games would take you 9 minutes.
12 games.
12 games.
So I put myself last on the list, 12 games.
Well, doesn't make sense now. I mean, realistically, you're looking at what, a 4-8? A 5-7?
You have your hands full.
I mean, come on. At Utah, at Denver, against the Lakers, Portland, Clippers?
Speaking
How many of
Denver,
those games that you just ran through do you look at and say, that should be a win?
Well, the one tonight.
Right?
Yeah.
Sacramento maybe?
Yeah, and then, I mean, at Portland?
Not a lot.
No, again, it goes back to the conversation we had a couple weeks ago where we looked at the stretch and said, okay, this is, you have to
clean up. It was a 15-game stretch. We said, you have to clean up, and they haven't. We're now halfway through the season, and I think you have to be concerned. Not that they are going to be awful. They're not going to be awful. But that the Knicks are not going to be a top six team, and you're probably not going to be 7 or 8, and you might wind up out of that top 10. You might. And I think you have to kind of come to terms with that at the moment.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
How about your boy Hinky Haynes taking shots at you? This is your guy.
At me? That's okay. Listen, he loves me. And those closest to you, I think, are permitted to take shots at you.
Says Dave going to rank himself number one based on the fact that he knows where every athlete went to college. That's not intelligence. That's mental illness is what he said.
It's not mental illness. It's a genius.
Wow.
Obviously, I have a mind like a steel trap.
That's an aggressive take by Hinky Haynes.
Not mental illness.
It's
by the way.
It's not intelligence. It's retention.
Oh, look at you.
Listen, I'm surprised you could press the button just to speak on air.
come over here and press the buttons. Let's see how well you do.
Oh, please. I can press buttons.
He can't find the button. Yes.
Not fun.
Yes.
It's not fun, but you're sick. You're sadistic is what you are.
I've been waiting for that one.
Yeah.
All this Superbox talk. I can't help myself.
I figured as much. It would be too much for you at some point. How about Mike Tenenbaum, by the way? I told you he sent me the gift card, right?
Yeah.
He texted me after the show. I sent the gift card via email. I just want to confirm you've received it.
How do you not love this guy?
And then we got into a deep conversation, and we started commenting on each other's lives. And he says how much he enjoys the show.
Now let's look at the difference, though, here. Let's really break this down.
Yeah, let's break it down.
Because we got the K-Show taking shots and everything else. Mike Tenenbaum, who, I mean, we're pretty close with Mike T.
Very close. Mind you, the K-Show takes big shots at Tenenbaum also.
Oh, huge shots. And they don't have the same kind of relationship that we have with Tenenbaum.
No.
He's a part of the show. So you mean to tell me that we bring Tenenbaum on, and then within hours, you get the gift card sent to your email.
Correct.
Okay. And this is, I mean, he's not a super close friend, but
we're friendly.
Friendly, okay. And yet, Peter Rosenberg, who's supposed to be close with RJ,
yeah.
took how many months to get the wedding gift?
Months. Not only that, but he showed a real I don't care attitude.
He
sent the
by
wedding
it.
Gift to the venue.
He stands by it.
I've never heard of anything
never,
like that.
Never heard anything like that.
Have you? And it would even be one thing, and we'll get to your Giants calls in a moment, 800-919-3776. It'd be one thing if the, like, RJ, you live in Brooklyn, correct?
That is right.
If the wedding venue was in Brooklyn, he just, you know, misplaced the address, got confused and sent it to, the wedding was in Westchester. He knows you live in Brooklyn. He doesn't care. I don't think he cares for you.
Imagine if the venue had actually opened it. Wow, we thought this guy had such a good
terrific.
Time.
Look at this, $36. Wow.
Look, it's rare presidential coins. I'm going to go stick these in.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll go to Coinstar, guys. See you in a little bit. All right, let's get to these Giants calls. 1-800-919-3776. Now, for the record, quickly, RJ doesn't like the way the Giants are handling this thing. I have no issue. I think they're doing very well. Rick is somewhere in the middle. Is that fair?
I think that's fair, yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Shooter in Stamford. Shooter, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Shooter.
Trying to stay alive, driving through this rain. I probably should stay at home. And I'm an idiot. I would fail that IQ test you guys were about to take.
Yeah, but, you'd be fifth of the five of us, Shooter.
Thanks.
Yeah.
With the Giants, I don't want to go anywhere near Quinn. First of all, that's one, because he probably needs psychiatric help after that loss. I mean, he's a coach. He's got to be a broken coach, just like Darnold is a broken quarterback. And two, I looked up some stats the other day. And
after what loss?
After
the loss that he just had with Dallas, or after the loss that he had in the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl loss. That's huge. I mean, how do you recover from something like that? He's got to be an assistant coach for the rest of his career. And if someone gets another chance, I please God, I hope it's not the Giants.
I don't know why you're so opposed to him, but go ahead. What are the stats that you have?
Joe Burrow, the most sacked quarterback this year. As you look at the top of the list, there's a lot of good quarterbacks who are sacked the most, and there's like a bad quarterback mixed in. And I look back to 2020, and Daniel Jones is the bad quarterback mixed in. So clearly, Jones doesn't have the it factor. If he gets a line, maybe he's okay. But like the great quarterbacks step up no matter what. Like Joe Burrow, bad line, still good.
But Shooter, who is comparing Daniel Jones to Joe Burrow?
I'm not comparing him to Joe Burrow. What I'm
he shouldn't be compared
is,
to. I think Shooter's point is he shouldn't be compared to Joe Burrow. But I think when you draft a quarterback with a sixth overall pick, there is an expectation that he can, especially. I mean, in year three,
he's supposed to be like Joe Burrow.
Elevate,
no.
Or at least make up for a lack of, you know, some deficiencies.
I think that's fair. But wouldn't you say for the most part the Giants fan is under the impression that Daniel Jones is probably not going to be the long-term answer, even if he is for this 1 year?
Yeah.
All right.
No, but that doesn't make it hurt less. It doesn't make it less frustrating.
It's all hurt. You have to just hope that the guy that you hire, the duo that you hire, are able to process what the Giants need to do and build around whoever it is that they wind up bringing in. I'd be very hard-pressed to believe that whatever GM coach combination you bring in, they look at Daniel Jones not being their quarterback and say, we're going to build around him for the long term. He's going to be here for maybe another year, and then they're going to move on.
Well, here's the thing, though. The goal of this hire with the GM and the coach is to hire people that know how to actually do it. Not just say they know how to do it, but you've seen them actually put it into practice and do it.
You want Dable, don't you, for the Giants?
Well, listen. I like Josh Allen a lot, and I wanted the Jets to draft Josh Allen. Lucky for Josh Allen, he went to Buffalo with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott and Brian Daboll, and they built around him and did all the right things because they recognized if this guy's going to take the next step, you know what we need? Let's bring in Steph Diggs. We got the tight end. They did what was necessary. The offense is geared around what Josh Allen does well. How many times do we hear it in the process? We hear it every single year, and you hear it again this year when you talk about quarterbacks. You know, a quarterback didn't have great accuracy in college. That's something you can't really fix at the next level. Well, guess who fixed it?
Yeah, maybe you can.
Josh Allen fixed it.
Maybe
so
you can.
It's possible.
Yeah. Zach in Brooklyn. Good morning, Zach. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. First time caller. I just want to say love the show.
Thank you.
And my question is, what do you think so far of the Giants' GM candidates?
I love them.
I like the
candidates. I don't know about them so much. I was just wondering if you guys know anything about them.
Dave doesn't even know how to pronounce the names right, so I wouldn't
stop.
Don't
be mean to me. And thanks for the call, Zach. I mean, don't be mean to me. When you first saw S C H O E N, how did you think he said his name?
Shane.
No, stop. He's so full of it. Yeah, maybe I ranked you incorrectly then. You never thought Shane. You thought Shone.
Yes, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought Shone, yeah.
And then I was going with Shone, and then KJM said, no, it's Sheen. So I switched to Sheen.
Well, that's your own fault.
Why?
For listening to them.
By the way, and we haven't discussed this, I have a real problem with Kellerman.
Why? All the things that he did yesterday were almost like he was attempting to make you angry.
Well, because he comes on, he's like, I used to be a Knicks fan, and then I moved to L.A. and I became a Lakers fan, and now I'm a Nets fan. It's like, you're going to throw up on you. What do you mean you root for all these different teams? Clearly, if you have all these different loves, you've never really loved a team.
No, you know, it's not your team, though, no. You can't be, he's talking about waiting in line and everything else. I don't care how bad the team is. If you're sitting waiting in line all night in the freezing cold to get playoff tickets, that you're sticking with that team.
If you are a Knicks fan, then you're a Knicks fan. That's it. That's it. Like RJ, you grew up in chilly New York.
Yep, that's right.
Right? And you rooted for who?
The 49ers.
And then you move to the big city in New York, and now because you're here, you didn't switch teams, right? You continue to root for the Niners?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a great example with RJ.
Great example.
The Sabres, I think, would have been a better example.
But why? RJ sticks to his convictions. Niners fan, moves, Niners fan. Sabres fan, moves, Sabres fan. Yankees fan, moves to New York, stays a Yankees fan. RJ stays with the teams that he grew up on. Raymond, for as much of a weirdo as he is, roots for teams and stays with them. Not Kellerman. He'll switch on a dime.
But not only switch, and then just mock the team that he used to love.
But if you can mock the team you used to love, ever love them at all?
No.
Then there you have it. And there you have it.
Unless by chance, the person that you did love made you give your kidney to her mom and then dumped you a month later and married somebody else.
Wait, what?
There's a story right now.
What?
That a man gave his kidney to his girlfriend's mother, which is awesome, and then a month later she dumped...
To a girlfriend's mother?
To girlfriend's mother, then she dumped him and married somebody else.
That's awful.
That's a tough one.
That really is a tough one. You know who's getting too much credit, by the way, also?
Who?
The Kelsey mother.
Why?
Because it's like, oh my God, what a mother. She went from Tampa to Kansas City to watch two separate games. Her kids were in the games.
That's a lot of travel.
She's a mother.
They're flying on private. They're flying on private jet, right?
I heard no, but I would think that.
Well,
she,
what kind of kids are these? Come on.
Right?
Yeah, they make plenty. I mean, both those guys make plenty of money.
But I mean, come on. All of a sudden, she's mother of the year because she's probably sitting in the first row of NFL stadiums to watch her kids play?
Now, how amazing would that be, though? Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even imagine.
Phenomenal. Let's go to Andrew in East Brunswick. Andrew, you're next up. Not Red Bank.
How are you going?
Not Red Bank, Santiago. East Brunswick. Press the right one. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how are you guys? You probably took a private jet. I just wanted to add that. I think for the GM for the Giants, they definitely need someone who can stand on their own two feet and not take any decision making from, John Mara. So that's why I just wanted to call in and say.
I think you're right.
I think we all agree.
Not only does he have to be able to stand on his own two feet, they have to allow him to do that. And thanks for the call. That would mean hang up now.
Well,
Raymond.
Maybe he's so good he could sit down and make these decisions. Maybe he doesn't stand. Let me reiterate the point for the last time.
Reiterate, yeah.
My only concern is this, and maybe it's not John Mara. What concerns me more is the Chris Mara dynamic. That's what concerns me the most. The fact that he's in these meetings bothers me a little bit, and then Tim McDonald. Because I think when you're in a position like that, especially it's your first job, and you're happy that you got the job, and you know if you lose this job, you're probably not going to get another one. Even a suggestion sometimes doesn't feel like just a suggestion. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when it's someone like an owner, for example, that makes a suggestion, it doesn't feel like just a suggestion to you because it's the owner that's suggesting it. Like, why don't you do this? Well, it's the owner. I mean, I probably should do it. The owner told me that he's suggesting it. That's what makes me nervous.
I can't argue with that, but I just blind faith, I believe it'll be different.
Well, but
this
that's
time.
All. I mean, that's, again, I'm the same way with the Jets. I mean, it's just blind faith right now that Robert Saleh is a good coach and that Zach Wilson is going to turn out to be a great quarterback. That's it.
Because if you go the other way, like if you're sitting here as a Jets fan, say, boy, Wilson's going to stink and Saleh's not going to be very good. What do you have nothing.
You have nothing. I can't even wrap my head around that. No, it would be.
You don't want to do that.
No, because then, I mean, then what are you, though, at that point? Are you even a fan at that point?
No, you have to have. If you can't be positive about the Giants now, then it's going to be. Then you're just going to be in a wait and see.
Well, you just quit.
You're in a holding pattern until they're actually good.
Well, but even then, though, like you just quit, you'll find another reason to be miserable.
Yeah, you enjoy being miserable. All right, Santi, I'm gonna go slow here for you. Andre in Red Bank. Andre, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey guys, first time, long time. You know, they really need to bring in an experienced head coach. They're 0-3, bringing in coordinators. So for stability, I really think they need to bring in a proven coach. And so my opinion only leaves Quinn, Harbaugh, which I know is a long shot, or Caldwell. So I know to take Quinn from Dallas seems risky, but, you know, he's experienced, got a Super Bowl ring, brought another team to Super Bowl. Yeah, I think he'd really have to consider him, which is why he's getting all the interviews.
I don't think he's risky. I don't think that's a risky hire. I think Dan Quinn, whether you like him or not, is a good coach.
No, that's not a risky hire.
Right? I mean,
that's the opposite of a risky hire.
It might not be the sexiest hire in the world, thanks to the call, but I don't think it's a risky hire.
No, it's not. I mean, he's coached in the Super Bowl. You didn't like how the Super Bowl turned out, but I mean, and then you saw what he did with Dallas's defense, which was historically bad the year before, and what Micah Parsons, who's one of the best players on their defense, said about him. No, I mean, that's if, again, and that's why they're interviewing him, because if you feel like you'd rather not roll the dice with a coordinator that's never done it before, you want someone that has experience. See, he's at the top of that list. Unless Harbaugh becomes a real possibility, but I don't know if that's going to be the case.
I forget who had the report. I want to give credit, but I don't remember. But I guess that Harbaugh...
Vegas?
Was it Bruce Feldman? It might have been Bruce Feldman.
He'd take the Vegas job if he got offered it?
That if he got offered the Vegas job, he would take it.
Well, I mean, that's because he's going to get... You know what I mean? Like, you've already seen
that. He's going to have total control.
He's going to have control. Like, you're doing it the opposite. Like, that's like a Kyle Shanahan situation, where you hire the coach... Because you want the coach, and then you let him kind of find his own GM. That's not what the Giants are doing right now.
No, no. And like this is your baby. It's just the opposite. What?
No, but listen. Here's the thing. You can say who you like, who you don't like. You don't know who these GMs are going to be because they've never done it before. You're going on what they've done with the team, like what their team.
But you got at least you like that you're going to the best of the best.
No, listen. I agree with you 100%. But how we want this to work is whoever you hire. And it's strictly on, you know, the reputation or what you've seen from the organization they work for. That's what you're going on. You want them to hire the coach that they feel most comfortable with. That's how you want this to work. And they're a team. They're a unit. And if they fail, they fail together. That's what
you want. Couldn't agree with you more. All right, Santi, you have time. Walk us through the three stars.
Today's three stars.
All right, so I'm apparently too dumb to do anything. I'll try and take this really slow.
Number three,
happy birthday, Ryan Reeves. First two goals as a Ranger last night coming off the COVID list. Here's Revo to the secrets of success last night.
I've been taking my vitamins. Oh, I'm dead serious. That's not even a joke. I've been taking a lot of vitamins. I don't know. I felt good. Didn't really change much. Had a terrible nap and... Red Bull and felt good.
One important thing that Revo said last night.
We can hang with the big boys, that we are one of the big boys.
We are one
Love
of the
it.
Big boys.
They are
Love
one
it.
Of the big boys. He's a big
Number
boy.
Two.
You don't want to mess with that guy.
New York Football Giants ownership, because they say that they've changed. They tell you that they've changed, and people like Dave Rothenberg believe them.
Do they ever let the GM hire the head coach?
Still a concern. I'm just saying.
You know what? You're a witness on the stand. Answer my question. Do they ever let the GM hire the head coach? Does it not feel different to you now than it has in the past?
You are the mark.
Number one.
And that brings us to the number one star, the smartest man in the room, and he'll be able to tell you every time that he is the smartest man in the room. Never afraid to toot his own horn.
I sent myself a DM, which makes me look really smart. We'll hear from that.
Does that every day. Number one star, smartest man in the room, Dave Rothenberg.
So what am I supposed to do? And by the way, Santi, I've given you a hard time today. You know I love you, firstly. Secondly, those are really well done stars today. Great job by you.
Now look at you now sucking up because you're
not
first
sucking
star.
Up. Look at no, you. What am I supposed to do? Give the smartest person on the show to someone that is undeserving of that title?
Well, no, I don't go into it knowing that you're going to definitely put yourself number one. Put some thought into it.
Just I did put Ray. Thought into it. I'm very poor bright. Ray, I don't know what you want me to say. Let's bring them in. Keyshawn and Max, they come your way in just minutes here on 98.7 ESPN. Max, by the way, I'm really annoyed with you from yesterday. You know mm-hmm. I care for you, but I feel a way about what you had to say.
What, about the sorry state of the New York Knicks
no.
my entire life?
Keyshawn, how about this? You're a passionate fan.
Say my name again.
Keyshawn.
Yeah, you didn't say it like that the first time.
That's exactly what I said.
You make him nervous.
No, you said Keyshawn, but the way you stressed it is just different.
What did you say,
Keyshawn? No. It had more of the East Coast stuff going.
Well, I'm from the East Coast. Anyhow.
Yeah, and you say I annoyed you, and then Key starts writing like
yeah, I don't know why he would do that. But yes. Key, listen to what he says. He used to be a Knicks fan, then he's a Lakers fan. Now
he ain't no damn
fan.
Laker fan. He ain't from L.A.
Apparently he was.
I'm the mayor
yeah, right.
of L.A.
Please.
Let me tell you something. The Knicks... are owned by Jim Dolan, who yes. is among the worst owners in professional sports. They have mismanaged this franchise at every turn for so long, it is ridiculous.
It's gotten better, though.
Well, yes, recently it's gotten better if you consider a playoff appearance followed by the definition of a mediocre season so far. That is better for them. That's true. And the current regime has some hopes, and there's a reason to be hopeful. But my point is the reason it's been like that for so long was there was no competition. If you rooted for New York basketball, you had to root for the Knicks. And I'm just pointing it out to people. The Nets are in Brooklyn, and within a year of their existence. They show up in Brooklyn, boom, you blink, and here's KD, Kyrie, and James Harden. Knicks have never been able to pull off anything like that for anyone like that. And you blink, they have these three guys together. You know why? Because it's not a toxic franchise.
But they could have, I bet you, if Wes and that gang was in
maybe
position at the time, they could have probably landed those dudes.
Yeah, maybe. That's why I said there's reason to be hopeful if you're a Knicks fan now.
Yeah, people
yeah,
looking
Max,
at the Knicks.
Have all three,
people
though,
looking
Max.
At the Knicks.
Max, they haven't had all three. We said they have all
well,
three.
Yeah,
they don't
there have been issues, no doubt. Yep. I mean, if the Knicks could trade their entire roster for those three guys right now, they would do it in a heartbeat. They're
when
hoping
the Knicks
to
are more relevant than Brooklyn, which will happen at some point. Mm-hmm. I don't want you jumping back on the Knicks bandwagon.
I'm not jumping on any, but what bandwagon?
Oh, like that's going to be a bandwagon.
Last year there was a bandwagon. Where'd it get you? At first round playoff exit. Not to the eventual champions.
You know what makes me so annoyed at you is you were a Knicks fan, and now you love giving them a hard time.
I was a Knicks fan when Chuck Dolan owned the team.
Hey, he's a front runner. Don't
Thank
even
you.
Worry about it. He's one of those guys. Let me ask you guys this question.
I'm the mayor of Lakers.
Who will win? Who will win a championship first? The Lakers, the Cowboys, or the Yankees?
You can't even say the Yankees. Knicks, Key.
I Yankees. Say the Yankees.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Before the Cowboys or the Lakers, you think
Cowboys
it's the
Cowboys are
Yankees,
not winning
huh?
a championship. That's
you don't want them to win a championship.
Well,
that's the problem.
I don't think they look, this year they were primed to make a run, and they lost in their first playoff game.
See, we all assume they were primed to make a run. Based on them paying the quarterback and a few pieces coming in a new defense that made some improvement, but it wasn't like they went from where they were to the fifth defense in the league. They're only like 18-19, so it's not like they're home run hitters.
Yankees are competently run in yes. a league without a salary cap, and they have more bites at the apple than the other two. And it's also not a deterministic sport. Like, if you don't have the best roster in basketball, you ain't going to win. But baseball, sometimes you can win even without the best roster. The answer is the Yankees.
But we got LeBron James in L.A. as a Laker, just like the Bucks had Tom Brady. So you telling me you're counting LeBron James out?
No. I'm saying
the team's a mess. Stop deflecting.
Not at all.
The team's a mess.
You said in order. I'm going Yankees, Lakers, Cowboys. Guys, go to your show. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, guys.
All right, buddy.
All right, there you have it.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.